Let's turn in the Word of God this morning to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. We'll read three sections of the psalm, beginning at verse 89 and ending at verse 112. And the text that we will consider is verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So let's read together these three sections in Psalm 119, beginning at verse 89. "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how I love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end." We'll read that far. And again, the 105th verse is our text. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, the beginning of another year is a time of reflection. It's a time of reflection looking back, and it's a time of reflection as we look forward. And as Christians, we gather together at the beginning of the year and we reflect upon looking back and forward in light of who God is. And in light of who God is in Jesus Christ to us, the church, and to us as believers in the church of Jesus Christ. And so as we look back at 2022, what we see especially is that our God was faithful to us in Jesus. He was faithful to us in guiding us, in preserving us, in letting nothing in this past year separate us from His love that is always in Jesus Christ. And as we look forward to this year that we begin today, 2023, we do so in the same vein. We look forward with the confidence that our God will guide us, our God will keep us, and our God will not let anything for one of His children separate us from His love in Jesus Christ. It's a time of reflection. And among the many things that we reflect upon, chiefly what we meditate upon is the glorious goodness of our God in Christ to us. The Word of God that we consider this morning as we begin another year teaches us the way in which God is pleased to guide us. This is what He did in the past year, and this is what He will do in the coming year. He will guide us, and that guiding of us is a guiding of us through the power of His Word. The form of our text is a personal confession. The believer who knows God knows that this is how He guides. He guides by the illuminating power of the Word. And so as believers, reflecting upon who God is and how God is pleased to work, we say this morning, looking back and looking forward, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let's consider that idea as we begin another year this morning as a congregation. We do so under the theme, the guiding light of God's Word. We notice in the first place the need, in the second place the power, and in the third place the confession. The guiding light of God's Word, the need, the power, and the confession. The truth of our text sets forth the spiritual reality by means of a figure, and the figure is very simple. The figure is that of walking on a path, and when one walks on a path, there needs to be light as you walk on that path. From a broad perspective, you need light in order to see the path as to where it is going. You need to know this is the direction of the path, and this is where it's going and where it's leading. And so from a broad perspective, the whole thing needs to have a certain light shed upon it. From a narrow perspective, you need to be able to see where your feet are being placed. You need to see the rocks, the roots, the things that may cause you to stumble and fall. And so there needs to be a certain illumination right in front of you in order to safely make the way down the path. And so that's the idea of the text. The lamp upon the path, the light that is for the feet. We need to know where the path is going and the ability to make our way safely down that path. That's the basic figure of the text. And it teaches, of course, a spiritual reality. And that is that the Christian's walk is that of going down a path. And as we walk and live as Christians, now not on an actual physical path, but the idea of walking down a path, we need light to know where that path goes, and we need light in front of us to keep us safe as we make our way down that certain path. This is a figure, beloved, of course, that the Scriptures are filled with. The Bible talks all over the place about paths. Here's a few examples. Psalm 25, 4 and 5. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 4, Verse 11, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. One more, Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and walk therein? Many passages could be multiplied. Talk about the Christian's life as that of going down a path. And these passages that I read all emphasize something in particular regarding that broad idea of walking on a path. Our text, Psalm 119, 105, emphasizes the necessity of light in order to know where the path is going and in order safely to make one's way down that path. And the personal confession of the psalmist is, it's the Word of God that is the illumination for the path. Now, I'd like to begin in the first point by explaining the need that we have for this illuminating power of God's Word as we make our way down the path that ultimately is the path that's leading to glory. We're on a path. It's going to glory. Psalm 73, thy counsel guides us and afterward will lead me to glory. What is the need as we make our way down that path for light? Now that's not stated explicitly in our text. The text is a simple declaration of truth. Thy word is this. It is a light upon the path and a lamp for my feet. But understand that the need of this light is clearly embedded in the figure. And the Christian who makes this confession does so clearly understanding the need. It's embedded very clearly in the figure. Anytime you're going down a path, you need light. You need to be able to see. You need to be able to see what's on the ground in front of you in order to know where to put your feet and not to put your feet. It's right there in the figure itself. And every Christian thinking about this from a spiritual point of view confesses, I need this. The text is a declaration, it is this. But the Christian who makes that confession says also, I need this light as I make my way to glory down the life of a Christian. I need the illuminating power of God's Word. Now, why is that the case? We can point out a few things as to why that is the case. Number one, and most generally, very simply, as Christians, we need to know what this life is all about. We need to know how to walk in this life as pilgrims and strangers. And think about that from the broadest, most comprehensive perspective. We need guidance as to what it means to walk with our God. What does it mean day by day to have the God of the Christian faith be our God in Jesus Christ? And how are we to walk with Him? And we need to know what it means to walk with each other. And we need to know what it means to walk in this world. From the broadest perspectives, we need guidance as to what it means to be Christians on our path to glory relative to God, relative to each other, relative to the world in which we live. And then you contemplate all of the particulars of life. I'm a sinner. What does that say about how I go down this path? I'm a husband. What does that say about how I go down this path? I'm a wife. What does that say about how I go down this path? I'm a teenager. How do I go down this path? I like sports, to watch them and to play in them. What does that mean for how I go down this path? I live in this world and interact with unbelievers. How do I go down this path? I engage in recreation and entertainment. How do I go down this path as a Christian? You go down all of the particulars, and the Christian says, I need the illuminating power of God's Word to show me the way. Broadly, as I live with God, my neighbor, and in this world, and specifically in all of the things that I need guidance for as a Christian. We can add to that in the second place, the need for the illuminating power of God's Word is that there are enemies that seek to cause us to wander off the path, and there are enemies that seek to cause us to stumble while we are on the path that we are walking as Christians. I mention this specifically because you'll notice that in the verses we read, this is something that the psalmist calls attention to. We read in verse 95, "The wicked have waited for me to destroy me." We read in verse 110, "The wicked have laid a snare for me." Those are phrases that you can understand in light of this idea of walking down a path. They're waiting. They're watching. And they're waiting to lay the snare, to put something in front of, either to direct you off of that path or to cause you to stumble while you are on that path. And all of this calls attention to the fact that as we continue our way down life's pathway in 2023, we need the illumination of God's Word. Because what God's Word does is it shines a light. It shines a light that exposes the enemies and therefore exposes the snare. And in light of that, we are able to respond and make our way through as we are called to as Christians. The simple fact of enemies that seek to hinder us on our journey in 2023 necessitates the daily and weekly illumination of the Word of God. And those enemies are real. Those enemies are powerful. Those enemies are at work. And they were in 2022 and they will be in 2023. And the chief of those enemies, beloved, is not outside these walls. It's not even outside of ourselves. It's within ourselves. It's that old man. It's that sinful flesh that wants to wander off and wants to lay down and be done and sees the snare and it becomes so enticing. And with that sinful flesh, the devil and the world that work off of that in order to cause us to wander and to stumble in our Christian walk on our path to glory. The question here, beloved, as we look forward in 2023 is not whether or not you know about those enemies. You do. If I were to ask you, have you heard about the threefold enemy of your sinful nature, the world, and the devil? You would say, of course I have. How many times have you heard about that in your life? And it would be so many for many of us that we wouldn't even be able to come close to identifying the number. The point here is not whether or not you know that. The point is whether or not that has an impact upon the way that you think about your life in 2023. The point is whether or not the fact that you have a sinful nature is what governs the way that you pray, governs the way that you think about the Scriptures and their use in your life, governs how you ponder what it means to be a husband and a wife and a teenager and a child and someone living in this world and someone who likes sports and watches them and participates them. It has an impact on the way you think about everyday walk. It's not whether or not you know it in your mind. You know it. You know that there are these enemies, the chief of which is within you. It's what does that knowledge mean to you? And what does it mean to you pertaining in this text to how you press on in your life? That's the question. Because it's only then that you really understand how and why thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's because you don't just know it in your mind that there are these things that seek to cause you to wander, but you know what these things are as they influence your everyday life. And that, by the way, is part of the temptation of the enemy. It's for you just to know it in your mind, but never to go beyond that and say, what does that mean for me as a husband and a wife and a teenager and when I play sports? Because then it's just up there, and it doesn't really have an impact upon how you interact with the Word of God and use the Word of God in your everyday walk. Why do we need the illuminating power of God's Word? We need it generally to guide us in everything. We need it more specifically because of the presence of these enemies who need to be exposed so that we can safely and rightly make our way down life's pathway in 2023. And we need it as well, another specific reason, on account of the afflictions that we experience in our lives. The reason that I mention this is also on account of the context of our verse. Right after this, in verse 107, the psalmist writes, I am afflicted very much. Now, when we think about the afflictions of earthly life, what this calls attention to is the necessity of God's Word. We say, as Christians, affliction has been for my profit. We sing that. Afflictions have been for my profit. And just by saying that, it proves the point of the text. Because when you say that as a Christian, you say that in the confidence of faith. And you say that in the confidence of faith because you understand from where what afflictions do for us in our life. You understand that as you gain that knowledge, not from somewhere outside in the world, but you say that because you gain that knowledge from the Word. It's the Word that says, this is what afflictions are. This is what afflictions do. And with a faith given to you by God, you know that, you believe that, and you out of that confess, afflictions have been for my profit. The point is, without the Word that illuminates, the afflictions no longer are understood as that which the Lord works through for our spiritual well-being. And so we say again, why do we need the illumination of God's Word? Because there will be afflictions in 2023, just as they were in 2022. And we all understand what those afflictions can do to us when we don't approach them in the light of the Word of God. I understand this. You understand this, that in the face of the afflictions, there is that which is in us which says this, I just want to stop. I don't want to keep going down this path. That allurement over there that is not on the path of life as we have it in the Scriptures is so appealing right now. The despair because of the afflictions leads me to say, what is the point of all of this? So that when it comes to the Christian walk, it's no longer with the eyes looking up and the eyes looking forward to the glory to come and the Christ who has done it for us all. We say we need to press on, but it's why? I don't want to. I want to go in that direction. I'm sick of it. These are all things we face. I face them. You face them. And this is why we need the illuminating power of the Word that brings us back to what we need to know, so that when we face the afflictions in 2023, we say, they are for my profit, because I understand the power of God's Word. I understand what the Word says about this. I understand why and how I press on in 2023. This could be explained much more broadly, much more specifically. But the point of this first part of the sermon is to say, look how important it is to have the illumination of the Word of God as we go forth in our life in 2023. So with that being said, now let's look at the power of this. What is it about the Word that serves as a lamp unto our feet and a light upon our pathway? The passage uses the term Word. So what is it that we're talking about here? Well, we're talking about the Scriptures. The Scriptures as we read them and the Scriptures as we hear them preached. Psalm 119 is a psalm, of course, as we know, that has as its theme the Word of God. Every single verse using a synonym of God's Word, commandments, precepts, testimonies, judgments, and others. Here in our text, the word is Word, the most general of them. The Word of God. Included in that word are the specific commandments and precepts, but the word itself is the general term to refer to God's Word. So that for us today, it's the Bible. As we have it, as we read it, and as we hear that Bible preached to us. That's what serves as a lamp and a light. Now, why is it that it is this illuminating power to us? And in answer to that question, let's point out three things. The first is that it functions as this illuminating power because of whose Word it is. It's God's Word. And because it's God's Word that has everything to say about what it does in shining the light that guides us on our pathway. This is the confession of the psalmist. Thy Word. So he makes very clear whose word it is. It's God's Word. And exactly because it is God's Word, it is the reliable guide for all things in our life as we go forward in 2023. It would not be this power, it would not be this light, it would not be this guide if we did not have the confidence that this Word is truth. And because it's truth, it's exactly correct at every point in saying this is the way forward as a Christian in light of whatever it is that we are seeking guidance for. It's beautiful, perfect truth, and therefore the reliable guide, exactly because it's God's. The Word of God, as we know from 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, is inspired. It's God-breathed. As inspired, it's inerrant, without error. As inspired, it is infallible. There are no mistakes in it. As inspired by God, it is authoritative. It tells us this is the right truth in light of every circumstance. It all hinges upon this basic fundamental point that the Word of God is God's. And who that God is the glorious, perfect, sovereign, eternal God that He is. I'm going to drive home the same point in this regard that I drove home a moment ago with the point regarding the knowledge of our threefold enemy, ourselves, the world, and the devil. The point there was simply this: you know this. You know this. But the question is, how does that impact the way that you think about those enemies and impact your life, therefore? The same thing applies here, beloved. And I pray that at the beginning of a year, we would be renewed in making sure that our approach to the Scriptures, read and preached, is what it is supposed to be. And that is the deep sense and understanding that God is speaking to me. I know this from my own life. I trust that it's likely the case for all of us to one degree or another. And that is how we can come to this book and read it and think about it without having the sense that we should, that this is God speaking to me. Read it and think about it as something different than that. It's to get the right answer about something, to just fill my mind with knowledge, a self-help book to make me feel good. And we lose the sense that when I'm reading this book, God is speaking to me. Because that's chiefly what this is all about. He's given us this book, and every time we read it, it is the glorious, eternal, sovereign, everlasting God speaking directly to you as a Christian. I pray that in 2023, for myself, for you as the congregation, that we would have that sense and understanding when we open it. And when we hear it preached. And that we would have that truth. Because if that truth is in our minds, it governs so much about how we receive it, how we respond to it, and what we think about it when we are reading it and meditating upon it and hearing it preached. That truth would be right there. And that's why it is so appropriate before you open the Scriptures privately or as a family, to take a moment, to offer a prayer, or to think about and meditate upon just for a moment, what is this? What is this that I'm going to read? And to say to the answer to that question. This is God speaking to us. And with that, right there in the front of your mind, proceed in humility and reverence and awe to receive what God says to you on that particular day in His Word. Why is it the light? It's because it's the reliable truth that comes from God Himself. Number two, why is it the power that it is to guide us down life's pathway in 2023? It's on account of the content of it and the main message of the Word of God to you and to me. It is this light because of whose word it is and because of what that word is in its main message, and out of that main message, all of the particulars. The main message of God's word, beloved, is this is who I am. This is who I am as God in Jesus to you. This is the message of redemption. This is the message of grace. This is the message of salvation in the one mediator who is Jesus Christ. The theme and thread that is woven throughout the entirety of this word that God says, I give to you, is exactly that. And because it is exactly that, it serves as this illuminating light upon the whole of our lives as Christians, as we move forward in 2023. That's why the Word is different than the creation. The creation is the revelation of God. It is a Word that speaks. It speaks to all men. It speaks to all men that the God of the Christian faith is the true God. He's the God of power. He's the God of majesty. Because by the power of His Word, everything came forth. The creation speaks. It's a word. But that's not what this is talking about as the pathway of life. Because that creation doesn't say something. It doesn't teach us about someone. It doesn't say something about salvation. And it doesn't teach us about the one in whom there is salvation, and that is Jesus. The whole message of the Word of God to you is, this is who I am. This is who I am in Christ. And this is the message of grace and redemption for sinners. And the only one that salvation is found, Emmanuel, God with us. So that the whole of the Old Testament says, look for Him, look for Him. And then the New Testament says, here He is with the central events of His death and resurrection and everything out of that with the pouring out of the Spirit. The Word that guides, yes, is the particular precepts and commandments that God gives, and that's a theme, and that's necessary. But the Word that guides from every perspective is the Word of the Gospel and the Word of redemption in Jesus Christ, so that everything is understood in light of that glorious message. Then it is illumination and power to guide us through every circumstance of life in 2023. We do well in this coming year to constantly face that question as we read and meditate upon the Scriptures. How is this particular word fit into that main theme and thread woven throughout? That theme and thread being, this is who I am as your God in Jesus, a God of grace and redemption. How does this particular word fit into that theme? And in that way, guide me in 2023. And this is where, for example, the framework of the Heidelberg Catechism is so helpful and so good. Does this particular word show me my sin and therefore lead me to my Savior? Is this a particular word that just hits head on, look at who God is as a God of grace in Jesus Christ? Is this word showing me, okay, now this is the path, this is the walk, this is the obedience, this is the holiness. Is it showing me what is to come? That framework. That we can say, okay, this is what this passage does. And oftentimes it does all three, with an emphasis on one or the other. So that understanding that it is then the guide that lights us on our path. Maybe that's a good repeating question that could be asked during family worship. We understand these three main sections. Okay, where does this chapter show us this or that or that? And then how does it guide and point the path forward for us as Christians? What we need to guard against is being too narrow in understanding the light of God's Word as that which shines for the path forward. Too narrow in just thinking that it's the commandment. Do this or don't do that. It is that. What do we say about the law? The law is the guide. But we do well to think more broadly. As we make our way down our path to glory in 2023, to think more broadly about how the Word guides in light of its main message. This is who I am to you in Jesus. And that makes all the sense in the world when you start to go through what we'll face in this year. Because in this year, you're going to face the reality of your sin. And that sin is going to trouble you. Maybe there'll be a particular sin that you keep going back to or are in the middle of right now. Well, why is it that when you're walking down life's pathway in the midst of being a sinner with particular besetting sins, you don't say, you know what, I'm going the other way, I'm sick of it. You don't fall down and say, I'm done. Why don't you do that as Christians? You don't do that because the light of God's Word is what guides you. And the light says, go to the one who is the light of the world, Jesus, and know that those sins are forgiven, so that now, okay, I press on. I press on in my path in 2023. That's what you need in light of what you'll face as a sinner in 2023. And the Word illuminates that. What about those enemies? Troubled by the reality of the devil as you ponder who he is, and troubled by the demons that are at work against the kingdom of God, and troubled by this wicked world that sets its sights upon us and our youth. You need the illumination of God's Word so that you don't stumble by that. You don't wander from that. The Word that says, Christ is the one who gave the victory. He conquered the devil and crushed his head. Every demon is under his control. Every one of his children will be brought to faith and salvation and home to glory. Now I can press on with that illuminating power in the face of those enemies. You think about the afflictions. Let's be prepared for the afflictions of 2023. We know they're going to be there. We don't know what's going to happen in 2023. We don't know if everyone in the pew today will be in the pew a year from now, or if it will be the Lord's will to bring one of us or several of us home to heaven in this coming year. But when the afflictions come, we need the power of God's Word. The power of God's Word that sheds light upon that affliction. And says, understand, my son, understand, my daughter, that the afflictions are light in contrast to the weight of glory to come. The afflictions are short in contrast to the eternity of heaven. The afflictions are used by me as the great shaper and former into the image of Jesus. The afflictions cannot separate you from God's love because of the cross of Calvary and the love shown there. Now I understand, and now I press on, and I don't wander. And the stumble which may be there in the afflictions, because they do lead us down. We don't stay down, and we get up and we press on in the strength of faith. And then with all of the particulars of life, the life of obedience and the life of holiness in what it means in this part of my life or that part of my life, we go to the light of God's Word that says, in 2023, this is how I live as a believer. Jehovah, who is the God of light, has given us Jesus, who is the light of the world, and given us the light of life, translating us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and says, Now live in that light. Live in holiness. Live in obedience. In light of that main message woven throughout, this is who I am to you, and this is the message of redemption. We say with the psalmist, thy word in all of its glory and beauty, thy word in all of its particulars, thy word in light of its main message, is the reliable, powerful lamp and light unto my feet. And the third reason that it is that power, very briefly we can state this, is because the Spirit works through it. The psalmist says in the very next couple of verses, I've sworn I will perform it. And then verse 107, quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. What we say about the word of God is that it's a power because of whose it is, because of the content, and because of the one who works through it. The Spirit always works through the word. When the psalmist says, quicken me, O Lord, it's quicken me by the Spirit through that word so that I'm empowered to go forth in light of that word in 2023. This is, beloved, the personal confession of the child of God. Child of God says this confession, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Beloved, when it is a true personal confession, with that will be a certain resolve. With that will be a conviction with regard to this word, which is the light upon our path and a lamp unto our feet. The resolve and the conviction that this word is going to be of central importance in my life. The resolve and the conviction that I will respond to the word of God and obey that word of God as I am called to in my life. The one who makes this confession and understands what the word is does so with that conviction and resolve. And the psalmist has that right in the very next verse. I've sworn, I will perform it. An aspect of that conviction and resolve. But he understood, with that conviction and resolve, he's still dependent upon God. Psalm 119:107, quicken me according unto thy word. And so we understand this properly. A conviction and a resolve, depending upon the Lord to work through his Spirit in our hearts and by the word. Let's have that conviction and resolve this year. Not quenching the Holy Spirit, so that we live distant from the word and just dabble a little bit, but the conviction and resolve, this is how God guides me. And thus this word will be central in my life in 2023. Beloved, be intentional about it in this year. Intentional as you think privately about your own personal use of the scriptures. Have a plan. This is what I'm going to read. This is when I'm going to read. This is how I'm going to read. Intentional as you think about your family worship, that it's going to be a priority in 2023. So that you spend time together as a family guided by the word of light. So that as a family, you have your family worship around the time of meals, maybe, but maybe you're in the busyness of life. And you have to say as a family, you know what? Because of the busyness of life and kids working at this time or playing sports at that time, we need to recognize that our family worship doesn't always have to be right after a meal, but we can do that at a different time. We're gonna find the time to be together as a family in the living room, guided by the light of God's word. Intentional. Be intentional about the way that you come to church. This is the guidance of God's word as we hear the gospel from week to week. In the prayer, I mentioned the difficulty of listening to sermons. It is a natural difficulty to sit for 45, 50 minutes and hear the spoken word. My responsibility to strive to be as faithful as possible. Your responsibility to come here and say, oh, the word is sweet, I want to taste it. And actively to say, okay, put the thoughts away. And when they go that way, to draw back. Because this is the light I need. This is the light I want as I'm guided in my life. Be intentional. And with that, be held accountable. We recognize our own weakness in this. We recognize how, okay, we hear the sermon on the first day of the week and the first day of the year on the light of God's word. And I do pray and hope that we walk out of the sanctuary this morning and have a renewed desire and conviction to be faithful in the use of the scriptures in our life. I pray that's our conviction and resolve. I trust it is for the child of God. But we all recognize that 2 weeks comes from now. This sermon isn't even remembered. We're on to new sermons. We need accountability. We need someone in our life asking us. And so find someone in your life. If it's a spouse, well and good. If it's a parent as a child or a teenager, well and good. A friend who's willing to ask hard questions, and not just, are you doing it? But maybe it's, what are you doing? So that they have to put some substance to it. And with a little bit of a time measurement, are you consistently and regularly in the Word? Praying over the Word, thinking about the Word, and are you consistently and regularly trying to take that Word and use it in your life? What is it teaching you about being a husband and a father and living in this world and being a member of the church? The point is accountability, not just in the fact of it, but accountability in the substance of it and how it's functioning in your life as a Christian. Be intentional. Be held accountable. And make this very point a matter of prayer today as you begin a new year. Praise God that you make this confession. As a believer, you make it. And praise God and thank God that you do. And then say, Lord, help me to live in light of this confession. Understanding how you as God work through the power, the illuminating power of your word. And make it a regular matter of prayer. So that in 2023, privately, as Christians, family life together in our homes, and collectively as a church, we are guided in all things as we're on our way to heaven by the power of the Word. The Word that has as that main theme and thread, this is who I am in Jesus to you, an undeserving sinner. May that word guide us and keep us in this coming year. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy word especially this morning, word read and word preached, and pray that it might be an illuminating power for our path and for our feet in this year to come. May thy Spirit be powerfully at work through thy word in this year, in our private life, in our family life, and in our church life. We thank thee again that thou hast been pleased to give us thy word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.